The bestseller in the world is the Bible, for one reason. It's the greatest piece of literature of all time. It's really tremendous, isn't it?
And the shepherds and the three kings, flight into Egypt, the childhood of Jesus, Mary turns to Aaron, Mary finds Jesus in the temple. Well, you can see how this would be an inspiration in the home. You like that, honey? What's in there?
Christine.
Well, she's as bright, she's pretty like a mother, huh? Christine, you know what my name is?
Yes.
Paul. Paul, you know?
Paul. You have a cousin named Paul, don't you, Chris?
You can see how complete it is.
The Bible runs as little as $49.95, and we have three plans on it. Cash, COD, and also they have a little Catholic honor plan.
Which plan would be the best for you, the A, B, or C?
I'm really not interested in wanting to speak it over my
head. Yeah. You wouldn't want to give him a surprise. Does he have a birthday coming up? Your lovely gift.
That's true.
We place a tremendous... The Bible is still the best-seller in the world, so...
I just couldn't afford it now. We were swamped with medical bills.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Robb.
Hey, Mr. McDevitt from the church. How are you today?
Now, what is this?
From the church, Sunday.
No, I guess you've got me mistaken. What name do you want?
Is this 59 West?
No, across the street.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is the ceiling. The crowd, they claim, I don't know exactly, but 30,000 or more attend one mass. Right in St. Peter's.
St. Peter's.
Right in the Vatican. I didn't know that myself.
I didn't either.
You're Italian, aren't you, Mrs. Imperato?
The guards are not Italian, they're Swiss.
Yes,
you know
that
why?
I know.
Did you know why? I never know this. They're 6 feet. See, they're taller than the Italian folks, you know. Usually, I mean, they're 6 feet. Now, here's something nice. A lot of people, they like, to be frank, the print. It's large. It's a 10-point register. Isn't that something?
Good night, Donna. Thanks for the order.
$25
down.
You think
you got me beat, don't you?
I did. I know I did.
You did.
About 10.
How'd it go, Paul? Yeah? He still had one a day vitamin, huh? Let me get him off that grant.
Operator, I'll call back later.
Gipper?
Yeah.
The Gipper. You're selling them trips, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm due for a quad.
I'm out of class in him.
I'm due for a quaddy.
How did you do it tonight?
I just got two.
How was the deficit?
10 and 10. Huh? But we lost a little time getting, you know, back Stand over there.
Did you go to Spencer?
Yeah. No, Webster.
Webster, excuse me, yeah. Well, of course, the time is an hour to get there.
Well.
I'm understanding to work with it. You know, if you're not familiar with the territory, and I have good a man you are, if you're not familiar with the territory, it's difficult, you know?
Permit me to offer my own alibi. Any man that's not good at selling should be good at making excuses.
Well, any man that's not good at selling should be good at finding territory.
Finding territory.
Where you been?
He worked all night. And he shows up at 10:05.
Where's the orders?
Oh,
hey, Daddy. Oh, we got a producer.
Woo! One of my cat.
That many?
I got three singles.
Yeah?
I didn't get another until 8 o'clock. And
well, pretty good dips, 12, 10 and 10, 20, yeah. Nice looking sale. Very good.
Money is being made in the Bible business. It's a fabulous business. It's a good business. All I can say to people who aren't making the money, it's their fault. Just keep that in mind. The money's out there, and go out and get it. I, for one, am sick and tired of haggling with you people and pleading with you to get you to do what's good for you and what's good for us. Instead of Friday and Saturday, instead of goofing off or playing gin rummy or poker, which I think is all very important, I think somebody that's out in that territory should go out, see if this church is in a good neighborhood or if it's in a skid row neighborhood, meet the priest, and if you are going to have a problem, see it in time to let us know so we can get another church. You would double your earnings, we would double our volume, and we'd all be a lot better off. Maybe you see some missing faces here. We eliminated a few men, not because we were mad at them, not because we didn't like them, and not because we didn't need the few sales that they made, but it's a question of the sour apple spoiling the barrel. Certain guys have a habit of getting a couple of beers and flying off the handle and badging people around and throwing their weight around. I want to go on record, and I want to tell you all, the next man that gets off base with me, I'm going to tag him out. The ball game's over. You've got a job to do, and you go out and you do it. I thank you very much. I thank you for coming and for listening. Don't you worry about it, Buster. I've had it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it's not good for these guys. You know, they get undisciplined, they get disrespectful, and full of alibis and excuses.
Wished I was a rich man. Ah, daddy, diddy, 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 diddy. Boy. Well, wished I were a rich man.
I'm Paul Brennan.
Yeah, well, what the hell is it all about?
Yeah, well, we have a display at the church, Mr. McDonald.
Yeah.
And she gave me a name, and that's why I'm here, see?
She gave her your name?
She gave me her name, yeah. And I'm here because she gave me a name, see? Because we're visiting all the families in there, they gave their names, you know, at the church. See, this is with the approval of the Monsignor, you know?
Yeah.
See, like, if you're at the church and you see the display, you say, okay, and you give me a name. See, I come to see, see?
Yeah. What is that?
No, no, I don't know what the hell.
Look at that. Tell her I was here.
Well, yeah, all right. I'll ask her. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I got the right McDonald's.
Yeah. All right, sir.
That was a rich man. See, blah, 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 blah.
We place a lot of nurses, people in the phone company. You know, I mean, ladies like yourself, and you're very educational, man. You think that you won't get the value. I mean, from the side, I know you won't once it's in the home.
I want to say this, by the way. I hope it brings you lots and lots of
luck. Well, I don't. Thank you. I know. I just hope I get around to reading it.
Okay, I'll give you five towards it.
God bless you. Now, see, she's making your balance a lot easier for you.
All right.
God bless you. Bring a lot of luck.
Why don't I keep my big mouth shut?
Your mother's got an Irish personality. Yeah, I'm Irish myself and Scotch. I'm Irish. That's a good combination.
Well, you're more Scotch than you're Irish, Jimmy, I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much for saying that.
Jimmy, I'll tell you something. I'll be very truthful. I never ran into a mooch like this in my life. The biggest mooch I've ever seen in my life.
I told Andy down in the office,
give me about 10 mooches a day.
What's a moocher?
What do you mean?
A mooch. Book mooch. Book mooch. Book mooch. No, people that read a lot and appreciate books.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't.
Well, these aren't the books
I've read. Who was reading this?
She, me. She don't read. I'm the one that reads.
I certainly wasn't reading that.
You'd really love the Bible.
You won't run into people like me all the time. You're not going to have to work harder. But you men are doing fine.
Yeah,
and I like to see men out, you know, on their own doing things.
Independent,
like this. Right. Get away from companies. Get away from people.
Get away from pensions.
Right.
And do what you believe in that, just like you.
Yeah, I'm doing swell.
You got a good job.
No, she don't believe in what she's doing.
I don't believe it.
She hates her supervisor.
Anyone works for the phone company.
No, she hates her supervisor.
I like working. I like being out on your own. I don't like being, you know, under anyone like that.
Be under independence.
Really. It gets jerky after a while.
Now, supposing you're kidding us, who do we get in touch with? The FBI?
You have your duplication, yeah? As a matter of fact,
don't mean a thing.
As a matter of fact, let me ask you this.
You don't think he's an honest man, Mama, by looking
way,
at him?
You're not literal like I am. She is a living saint, and I have a nephew, a priest, and I had a daughter in the convent, and what I'm a devil.
These people are funny.
They make you laugh sometimes. They you know, they're so...
Charlie, how many more day leaves do you have?
92.
I'll try this one. Maybe Mrs. Rafferty's home. Thank you.
Wished I was a rich man. I wouldn't be going on this shit land. Oh, shut the window now. Let's see where I'll go next. Get another one of these beauties. Mrs. Rafferty. Mrs. Rafferty will be home, but I know I'm not home. We ain't selling anything. No, we're not selling anything. The Irish fighting with the English. And it comes right down to that it makes no difference to me. Because the English are not paying me bills. The Irish are taken away from me. Yep. Ah, here's another one here. It's a little blitzy. Jesus, it's built today. Jim Powell! The infirmer! I'm infirming you that I'm here!
Have the Catholic Encyclopedia. They spent 4.5 years. Now, we can carry it, but this will give you an idea. This is fantastic. This is the brand new, renowned Catholic Encyclopedia. What do you see there? This answers 43,000 answers on the page. Now, this is terrific. I'll tell you why. This has, from the Reformation, Karl Marx, all your religions. Now, you know the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're nice people,
yeah.
But they know more about our religion because they have good literature to find out. I'll say communism, you want to look it up, it's in your Catholic Encyclopedia, with the comparison to Catholicism.
their thinking, the ideology involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's undeceived, sir. But frankly, we can't carry the set, as I mentioned, it's too heavy, but this is going to make it. He's got a good personality. Honest to God, I mean, he thinks I'll give him a sales talk, I know. He has, he's got a good personality. But this right here is vast in scope. That's Mr. and Mrs. McDonald.
Yeah.
And they come in red or white. Some people prefer red. This is, I call it antique gold, but we designed it. But on that end, that you have your choice of colors. Now, what color would you folks choose on it?
It'd get me green.
What plan would be more convenient? And I know you're sensitive. Oh, it's like a railroad station today. But what plan would be more convenient than the cash?
Oh, they have a cash look on a plan.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning, man. I'm Mr. Banker from the church. I'm from St. Brendan's.
Oh, I see you outside of church. You're not going to buy another one.
But is this, are you related, Mr. McDonald?
Yeah, by friendship, that's all. My best pal.
Is this your best buddy?
Sure.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, got a good friend there.
I know I have.
I told him about the Scotchman. What's your last name?
Wadger.
Mrs. Wadger. I said, you heard about the Scotchman, the lonely Irishman, and half a dollar. He knew it. But it's supposed to be, I'll ask you, did you hear about the Scotchman, the lonely
Irishman? I've heard many of them. I heard about the one that was going to get, the Scotchman and the Jew and the Irishman were going to get a beating for something. But anyway, what about the half a dollar?
No, have you ever heard about him?
I think I have.
I can't tell it to you, but no, you say I never have, and I'll say you never will.
So,
what do you want to do? Is it paid each month then? Five a month? Or do you want a COD?
I can give you a little deposit on it now to make it binding.
Hey, thanks a lot.
There you are. Now you remember the family.
No, never this car.
That's why we have lumps on our head.
And this is your receipt. I'll get you one of those. I just have to get down to the car and I'll bring one up. Okay, I'll just take this out of my pack.
I got no pictures.
Not at all, huh?
Got one in.
One home at all?
No, one. Another one that asked for the Bible.
Yeah.
She wasn't home. The other one wasn't home. The two of them.
Well, I have to deliver this.
All right.
Wait up the street.
Okay.
Of a babble.
So left up to the head, it misses.
Did you scratch? Huh?
Hey, kid.
New England,
no long for me.
Now call up Kenny and tell him he can
take the rest of my leads.
I hit him with everything but the Chinese fence. Half the time, I couldn't even get in the door. Couldn't find the houses. I spent about 2 hours on the last one. Boy, I broke my ass on it.
This is the middleweight championship fight, Steve Newbrook.
Well, I'd like to be in it myself.
Not me any longer. It's these people.
I actually got in, no pitches. Because, sooner I can't afford anything. We just don't have the money. I saved a kid, my wife is out of my husband's out of work. And this is continual.
I'm not thinking negatively, but I tried the gift, relatives in the convent, all the old Mickey stuff. But
This is the most bomb-breaking territory I've run in since Gallatin Boulevard. Well, they're ducking behind the door. Phony names and phony
Did the father send ye? Oh,
they didn't even ask that. They didn't care about the father. Carol, Grady. Boy, the names. The Italians and the Irish. I'm really dead, you know? No food yet.
You feel like eating again?
I don't know. I feel like...
Let's get out of Gigi's.
I know. Huh? No more fucking Italian food for me after these games. Impoverished Sicilians. It's the Irishmen that come over in a banana boat. Lush territory. You'd have to be a lush to work it. They say Alaska's good territory. No, that's a fact. Remember the time we were going to go to Alaska? Remember?
Well, I remember about 8 years ago you were telling me this business is on the fringes. The fringes. Still on the fringes.
It's worse now. There's no... Well, this business reminds me of a Surrey, of one of those, you know, the little things in the olden days, you know, the wagons with the thing on top.
Carousel?
You know, yeah, well, a Surrey with the fringe on the top. And they got these little tassels. Now, the way I take this business, only the tassels aren't even left. They're nothing but shredded.
I'm working all my new sales on the 5-year plan.
Gee, oh dear. Oh dear.
You look like you had
So how'd you do?
Best call like I won.
And I would have been a little mad had you got it.
What do you mean?
Because it was the one that you went next door. You know, and they weren't home and you went to this one by mistake. And you pitched it with just the wife. But the husband left the name with me, see? People next door.
Did you sell him?
Yeah, I had a little problem with him.
It was tough.
Yeah,
it was tough. Yeah. I tried to pitch her.
Took a long time to her.
Help with cash or what?
To her cash, yeah.
Good. A Bible, right?
Yeah.
But she said she liked a Bible. She wouldn't do nothing without him.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go back tonight.
He was all right. She's the one turned out to be tough, you know.
This was, she was the one. Yeah, she was very bossy.
No, but she was all right.
Oh, yeah, but...
It was him. He says, as a matter of fact, I had to sell him a demonstrator. I sold him the one I had.
Yeah?
And he says, gee, $40 is an awful lot for a Bible. So I says, well, no, when you figure out you're going to have it for a lifetime, it's not a lot.
So what do you say?
So she says she'd go half with him, you know. First, he tried to get the daughter to go half, you know. Mm. And he says he'd go half with her. She'd go half with him, and this is fantastic.
Well, I'm going to get some sleep. I'm tired out. It's a long day.
Yeah. But that one phony college guy, you know.
What'd he say to you?
He says, well, this wouldn't be the appropriate time. So I says, well, how about next year? I think he says, well, in a couple of years, it'd be all right.
What'd he say? This wouldn't be what?
The appropriate time.
Well, was he getting married or something?
No, he had never gone.
Should have told him you're not selling watches.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what I would have not appreciated. See, with the way, this was the last call I got there. See, hey, look at that mosquito. Big son of a gun. I just flew by your face. He's skeptical, see. So then I said, well, frankly, if you never took the encyclopedia, you have the encyclopedia in the back of the Bible anyway, you know. So he says, yeah. He says, but $50 is a lot of money. So then I went into the demonstrators for him, you know. Then he says, $40 is a lot of money, you know.
So you get your green pants on today, huh? Green necktie. Now you're Irish. The Irish will all be loving to see you.
My father's on the farce. He gets a pension. It's a good job. He's a fine working bad pot. Pushing a lot of time. But he gets his reward. He'll get his reward in the long run. He retired, he lived on a good piece of money then. He lived for about 2 weeks after he died. We saved him for a trip to the old Fair Shore. Over there.
I'll never forget when I was a kid. We lived in a tenement.
The cold water flat, you know, no bathroom or anything. Just a bathroom, but no bathtub or anything.
I was going to the junior farm, and we had one tuxedo in the family.
It's my brother's tuxedo. Don't forget this the dying day. See, I had to go to the junior prom. He had to go to some festivity at MIT. It was like the guy that, you know, the salesman in one suit keeps it out of the bed. So I got there quicker than he did. Had the suit, the tux, and all of a sudden hit the road, you know. Jeez, when he come looking for his tux to go to the festivity, it was blue murder. I'll never forget that. After that, boy, he caught up with me one night. A tuxedo, huh? Well, I still got my hat. It cost me a lot of money, this hat. Yard and knife.
I don't want to seem negative, but I can't see anything here but delinquent accounts.
I'll tell you one thing, Paul. You're putting me in a very negative frame of mind for the sales meeting in Chicago.
You'll be all right for Chicago.
He's got nobody to blame this time.
What everybody's got to do is to quit making alibis and excuses and accept the responsibility of success or failure.
Well, I, for one, will triple my production for the year 67. Believe me.
Good. I'm real happy with everything. I've just got one thing in mind. Kenny said a while ago, is this making half the money that a guy is capable? I think he's right. I, for one, I intend to make this next year something. My wife just talked me into buying a big house. And she wants to have a few more kids and all this kind of rot. So, I'm going to make $35,000 this coming year. That's all.
I believe that. I hope you do.
Well, to me, this is fantastic. I haven't, what have I been with you, 3 months?
3 long months.
Damn, I wish it was 3 or 4 years. I mean it. I expect to make 50,000. Not 35. Or very better. Good. I think I can do it.
News is real good, Father. It's great as usual.
Thanks, Mac.
All right, come on. Let's get this over with.
The next speaker, of course, needs no introduction to no one. I'd like to introduce the designer and theological consultant on the books that we sell, Dr. Melbourne I. Feldman, Vice President, Consolidated Book Publishers.
This is a little token of our appreciation. I'll try to read to you what we've inscribed on it. Melbourne I. Feldman, Ph.D., the world's greatest salesman of the world's bestseller, with gratitude, Mid-America.
Thank you.
There are many people who know the Bible. There are many people who can quote from the Bible. But you're somewhat different. You know the business. And what is that business? Isn't it the business that we hear when the young boy, Jesus, was lost for a matter of 3 days or so? And they said to him, why didn't you follow us? Why didn't you come with us? We were worried. We were scared to death. Where were you? And he said very quietly and very simply, wist ye not that I am about my Father's business? Now, I don't intend to portray the fact that the Father's business in itself is selling Bibles for dollars and cents and for the commercial aspect of it. But I do believe the good that comes from the selling of Bibles and the getting of Bibles and the reading of Bibles is definitely identified with the Father's business. Some of you at one time or another may or may not have had a higher income, but you have never held a higher position of esteem in the minds of the world or in your own self-satisfaction than you now hold, knowing what you're doing about your Father's business. Hold your heads very high. Be very proud of your position. Stop thinking in terms of Bible peddling. Because I'm confident that once you realize what you are doing for others, you in your own esteem will rise so high, not with conceit, but in humility, knowing that you have the privilege and the power to be of service to others. And with all my heart, for the coming year and for many years to come, God grant you an abundant harvest. Thank you.
Well, I hate to bring up a ridiculous matter like this, but how'd your fellow like the sales meeting? How'd you like the sales meeting?
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9...
Cost me another half, eh? Down here. I call out for it. Call. No wild cards? No, this is the wild card. Oh, well, you can't. Too simple again.
Yeah.
Up to your problem.
I'm actually not going to bet anything. I'm going to check them. Beat the queens.
What do you mean you check?
I beat the queens.
You scared to bet?
I can bet. I know I get you. I bet you have.
Yeah, deal.
Checking his boots over there because he saw an ace.
Yeah, that's right.
No. I'm going to interrupt the game for a minute. I'd like to find out everybody's plans and thinking as far as our trip to Florida. When we can leave and where you want to leave from. And
I don't care.
Right.
Doesn't make any difference.
All right, fine.
Whichever way you decide.
It doesn't matter. That's mine, the main thing going down there.
Yeah. All right, fine. I'll tell you, quite frankly, I look forward to the trip.
I know you do.
I don't want my wife to hear it, but I would enjoy basking in the sun.
He always does look forward to the trip.
If the trip is successful, then you want to stay, say, maybe 10 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to go home in the meantime, but 10 weeks?
Go ahead.
Tomorrow we're going to Florida.
Right.
Tonight we're going to play poker.
Good.
Deal.
Good. Welcome to the city of Miami Beach.
To Alualura, sure's an Irish lullaby.
Casablanca. Humphrey Bogey. What the hell is that fauna book? Fontainebleau, there you are. If I'm going to invest my money in that, I want to see what it looks like. Well, that's it, huh?
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay.
That's good. Where are you tonight?
I'm at outside of Miami. It's the Congress Inn.
Oh.
It's really beautiful.
There's a swimming pool right out the door.
Oh, my. See, you're living like a king.
Yeah, I'm living like a king.
Yeah. But, it's really pretty nice here. Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's new up there?
Nothing. How are the boys?
Oh, Robert and Charlie.
Charlie and
Ray, yeah, of course, they all pep me up, but...
Don't drive too fast.
Well, I'm not driving fast. I don't know. I mean, I generally drive around 45 to 50.
Don't drive 70. Are you taking care of your tires, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
So, anything new at all?
No, gosh, no, nothing. This costs me a lot of money.
Well, look at honey. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
You take care, too.
All right.
Now, don't drive too fast.
Okay, I'll keep it below 50.
Yeah.
Okay, honey?
Okay.
All right, then. Bye now.
Bye.
How was it? She's feeling pretty good. She's
keep you low 50 for long. Don't tell her how fast you're going.
No, well, I mean,
you're
she's
scared.
She doesn't want to. I mean, she figures you're going 70 miles an hour. Well, you know, I wasn't very solemnly go that fast. But actually, I mean, it's a question.
How was the cold back there?
Well, the cold, the dose, the snow, everything else.
Yeah, doctor.
They want to call.
Operator, did you try my call to Boston yet?
All right, I'm sorry. Could you please
okay.
Call?
I'll call again.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go swimming.
Let's go swimming. I'll bet you $10 you don't go in the pool.
I'll go in.
Well, I don't want to take all your money.
Would you want to go in?
Yeah.
I'll go in.
You going in the water? What, are you out of your mind?
Why not? What do you think you're down here, all business?
It's cold.
Hi, come on in, Mr. Baker.
Yes, sir.
Fine, Catholic Crest.
Yes, sir.
Opening kitchen, too, busy.
Oh, Father, wait a second. Excuse me.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're calling in all the families from St. Rose. Just have a seat and be right home. I'll try not to interrupt too much.
Excuse me, okay. What's your last name, family, again?
My name is Turner.
What was this? From the church.
Yes, I'm the gentleman who was at church. Just have a seat, Mr. Baker.
The wife was telling me about that.
I'd like to mention, first of all, of course, we're working on the full authority of the church. I'd like to mention this has a recommendation of His Holiness Pope Paul. I want to mention, first of all, this is edited by Father John O'Connell. You may be familiar with this, and it's published by the Catholic Press. Of course, in buying anything Catholic, you will look for the imprimatur, your assurance that, of course, it's approved. Then, in addition to the regular Bible, blended right in with the sacred text. You have all the paintings by the old masters. See, here's the Immaculate Conception. Then here's his story. Now, this has her infancy, childhood, and early life. The Annunciation, the wedding. Did you ever see so many beautiful paintings?
Story.
How would you like to have something like this?
Well, personally, it's a nice set, I'll be frank. But
thank
it's not Mr. Turner, believe me. I'm not trying to... The wife... Now, this may sound odd to you, but she's thinking of change and say, if you notice, I left my name. I'm Catholic, and I believe in raising the children Catholic. But I don't want, it may kind of push her. See, in other words, she's a different religion. And
let me ask you this, Mr. Baker, and please understand that I'm just a Bible salesman. I'm not a theologian or a missionary. It would please you if she were to come into the faith and join the church. Am I correct?
I'd be happy if it
It'd be wonderful.
On her own, though. Do you understand? See, I don't want...
And besides this, you're the man of the house, so this is for your own use.
But, see, the point I'm trying to bring up to you was, do you think I'd be trying to force her because it's my religion? See?
Well, why would buying this have anything to... do with her.
She's not a Catholic yet. She may convert. So that's the thing.
Well, that, actually, that's her decision and not mine.
I see your point.
Let me ask you this. Do you like it?
I'd take a saxophone, honestly.
Do you think that it's worth the money?
It's worth, I mean, the price, what you receive.
Could you manage two and a half a week for it?
I certainly could, to be honest with you.
Well, actually, there's no reason then why you shouldn't have it. Is there?
There's none for me.
Okay, fine. One. You want to pay this 10 a month then? For a couple of dollars a week, there's no reason why you should.
Well, I don't say anything, by the way, but I'm his brother-in-law. I think you better ask Alice, honest to God. Every time you put the magazine.
You're his who?
I'm his brother-in-law.
He's my brother-in-law.
I was thinking of this, but I'd have to ask my wife.
You're his brother-in-law.
He's my brother-in-law.
Not his father or his guardian. You're just his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Do you work for him?
Him and I are the best buddies in the world.
Well, do you live here or anything? Where do you live?
Oh, yeah, I live right here, too.
If she did resent us, it kind of would hurt me, because I think she'd like it. But the only thing, I don't think I'd be pushing her, because I think what it'd be for the children. And he brought up a very good point. It's not anything non-selfish. I think I won't try it.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that statue, but that didn't cost anything like this. And she's
well, I think
kind of peeved at that.
Just a minute, brother-in-law. Are you trying to help me? If you are, I could do without so much help.
I don't help you.
Oh, wonderful. I thought you did. I'm glad you clarified that. Very good. Good. I'm glad that you don't object. Thank you very much. And we'll get on with this. Do you want it?
I don't.
Well, then quit making excuses and sign right here.
Okay. I'll go along with it. Because I'm trying to figure out.
Quit figuring and start writing, Mr. Baker.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the good one.
It's a brand new one.
After all, you got to have everything brand new. You don't want a blot on your escutcheon.
Let's go to work. I want to get going, you know. I'm taking off like a bird.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Now, bip, 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 bip. Ta, ta, ta. Ta, people. Yee-haw. Ah.
All cleared out, ready to go.
My hat.
Tell me where you got that Irish brogue. And before you left Killarney, did your mother kiss the blarney? And that little touch of brogue you can't deny.
You know what Paulie's father told him when he was young? He says, Mr. Brennan, no, he came right from Ireland, he says.
Oh, yes.
If you're smart now, he says, you'll join the farce and get a pension.
Oh, yeah. And did he?
This is a strong breath of a man. God bless him, he's over there. He's living right in that cemetery. He's got a big headstone. Oh, even the father said he'd never seen anything like that headstone. A beautiful headstone. I can see him now in his uniform with the shiny buttons.
Yep. 9:43, WQAM's 24-hour music time as we strike gold.
Opa-locka City Hall. Garazan Boulevard.
And me. Can you tell me where 118th Street is?
You just, instead of jogging to the left, jog to the right.
Yeah. Jog to the right down there.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Jack
Jog to the right. Bullock and Boulevard.
Do you know where 118th Street is?
I think you gotta go all the way up in this way. Come into Opelika.
Yeah, Opelika. This is Opelika, isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't.
Yeah, I see. Thank you, sir.
The numbers are all up in here as far as speech goes.
Okay, sir. Yeah. He sure knows. Sinbad Avenue. Sinbad the Sailor. What's this? Sinbad Avenue. Opelika City Hall.
Damn it all.
God damn. 118. 118. One 118th Street. How does that go into a terrace? 118 Terrace, that isn't what I want. Where the hell is 118th Street? Jesus Christ.
Boy, this should be located so that you can go to street after street. So I'm looking for 20th Street. No, 20, 21st, 23rd, 22nd. Jag off down here, you say. Jag off. Jesus, jag off. There's two different streets on one street. And then I was in a Muslim district.
A what?
A Muslim district.
What do you mean by that, a Muslim?
Well, they're not... how can you have...
Did you meet Cassius Clay?
No, I was in a Muslim district. Canada Street and Sinbad. Yeah, yeah. And what kind of stuff is this? Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. I mean, what kind of stuff is Open Sesame? And all I could think of was fairy tales, you know? I mean, what kind of stuff is this? Aesop's fairy tales.
It's not the bum territory, it's the bum in the territory.
I mean, I told anybody like that, I mean, they'd say you were drinking again. It's Kandahar Road, Sinbad Road. But this thing is stupid, because every time you go on the street, there's a canal.
Canal or
a
river.
Or a river. Or no bridge.
Or an airport.
Or an airport.
Or a graveyard.
Or a graveyard. Opelika, Opelika.
Christ, the guy that laid this city out must have been a stiff out.
Cream away from the rabbit and pass it down here.
I have one here for
you. Oh, do you? Oh, that's all right.
You got a rabbit cream.
Yeah, come down here. I got on my buddy Bull yesterday. I want to kiss and make up with him. He pouted at me for about 2 or 3 minutes.
If you do that, then I'll really get mad.
Get
my
Well, I don't want to give nobody a hard time, but I just want everybody to realize the potential is here, and we got a job to do, and I don't want no more excuses, you know. Jeez, we come down here to work, and if you kid yourself and say, well, it ain't there, it can't be done, or if you sell it short, that's the main thing, then you're in trouble. But today, We want to hit them early. Wrap this up as soon as possible. Get out there and hit them. Okay, Bull. Well, you eat like you're successful.
Many are called, but few are chosen. The Gipper, the Rabbit, the Bull, and myself. They all bear the names of different types of animals. The Rabbit is a very impulsive guy. He sells, he has a lot of energy, and he's young. He doesn't have the, possibly the class or the that the other salesmen have. Maybe it's because he doesn't have the maturity.
The spring and all, it's revised. It teaches the children.
Yes.
In color.
Yes.
They spent a long time to revise it. So it's not complex.
I don't understand very well English.
You know,
I know the basic things, the principles. I understand you, but I miss many things.
Right. That's why I speak, if you notice,
yes,
very, very slow.
Yes.
Could you see where this would help the family? I mean, honestly, could you see where this would help the children and Frank and yourself? See what I'm trying to explain, Miss Majors? Could you see where this would be a value in the home? A gain to you? Could you see where this would help? Could you see what a Bible is nice?
Yes, no, I understand your point, but really, I don't think we can now. Maybe later, I interest in later,
right.
But right now,
I understand your point. Now, you're Spanish, right?
Yes.
We do take orders. What you heard us, you're going to be very enthused.
But we
do take orders, and you're going to be enthused. We take orders.
What?
Orders.
What's that?
We take orders on the new missile.
Orders?
You know, for mass.
Yes.
We have one, finally, with all the changes. Do you understand my point?
No.
Mr. Pager. You go to Mass, right?
Yes.
A Sunday?
Yes.
Would you bring the Mass? A missal? Right?
Yes.
You know, the father, the priest?
Yes.
We take orders on them. The new one. They're released, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In other words, on the missal, you bring the Mass.
Yes.
They're released. And we take orders on them. You know, for Mass, the missal?
Yes, have one.
Yeah, we have the new one with all the changes.
Yes.
You know all the ecumenical changes,
yes,
in the Mass?
Yes.
We do have them available, finally.
Yes.
After about 2 years. So
yes.
Would you like one?
No.
Like the Bull, you can draw him, and he's a big, powerful man, and he's got a lot of stamina. Probably hasn't got the technique that Charlie has, but he certainly makes up for that with the stamina.
I would love to, but I really don't have the time now, and I couldn't possibly take on anything at the moment. I'm lucky I'm eating right now.
You know what it is? We chose the whole Bible. Other people are impressed upon the Bible.
But I couldn't even take on, if it was a dollar a month, I couldn't even take it on. I'm
awfully
sorry.
You
okay, thank you anyway.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And this is the Catholic one.
Yes, that's the revised O'Reilly's.
How much is something like
this? Well, they have different bindings, if I could explain.
What would the least expensive be?
Well, can I ask you this? Do you have a minute I could show you to the whole library? If you're interested in the
Bible. Do I have to have a whole library?
Not necessary. If you want the library, fine. If you want just the Bible, it's wonderful.
Yeah. You want to come in?
Please, yeah.
Comes back to the old adage. It's 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. You got to get out there and you got to push, 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 push. And once you've lost that push, you've had it. The Gipper is unemotional. Straight man. He does his selling is extremely effective. Extremely effective because he knows how to take advantage of everything. In any circumstances.
In your honest opinion, have you ever seen a more beautiful man?
No,
is
no.
Is that really something?
No complaint.
No, incidentally, this comes in the white or red. We find most of the folks choose it.
Oh. What are you going to do? You're going to write this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now, do you want that in white?
I want this white.
It's up to you, darling.
No, it's not up to me.
It'll be next month before we need to do
it. It's laced.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
And you make it for 2 months before it would come?
Sure, it's up to yourself. See, they mail it out at your convenience. In other words, we can't be in everyone's home when it would be more convenient.
How much would we have to start with? Just the one payment, or wouldn't you want to make a payment?
Basic idea, that's right. That's the nice part of it. See, because they have no collectors, nobody comes to your home. And any time you want to liquidate, as soon as you can, they leave it up to you.
Yeah. And you don't want anything from us today?
Yeah, just the ESC. Say, in other words, they have the A, B, or C plan.
That's what I was asking you. If you wanted this today.
Yeah, see, that's the suggestion.
Why are you giving that today?
Oh, well, that's
impossible.
No problem. Let me ask you this. What part of that can you apply on it?
I can't give you any cash today.
Yeah, how about a check?
No, we don't have a checking account. The only cash we have in the house has to get us through until Friday. That's why we kept asking.
Oh, I see what you mean. I'll tell you why I said that. See, a lot of times we'll come into a home, you know, and a person will say, well, gee, I have the insurance money, the milkman's money. I can always see them.
No, because like everybody's paid already.
Can I just make one more suggestion? I've had this happen an awful lot of times, no?
Yeah.
She knows what I'm going to say, don't she? What am I going to say?
I'm going to say borrow it from somebody.
If you know, I mean,
no.
Not unless you know them, you know.
No.
But if you've been here long enough, you know, you say, I mean, the wife and I.
The neighbors are in worse shape than we are. Well, what are you talking about?
Maybe lend them a couple of bucks.
They're repossessed their house next door.
Yeah. Do you mind if I say something, Charlie?
Go right ahead, Jim. So what they usually do, see, this is what they suggest, the home office. But we actually meet the people, we know they're nice, sincere people. But what I want to ask you, actually, what part of the C could you put, Brian? Who's the bookkeeper?
Could you put down as little as 6?
Yeah, at the end of the week.
Yeah.
You know, now, Joe, I'll send one of the men from the Calvin Press, and you'll like this fellow, Mr. Brennan, Paul R. Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's. You may have read about him in the Catholic News.
Mm-hmm. I'll send Paul by to pick up the down payment.
As a matter of fact, you know, I've seen him do, in one day, 5 different times, he's laid out $10 for 5 different people, $50. And, well, the reason for this is, not that he's fanatical, but he's very devout.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very devout Catholic, and he feels that every Catholic family should have this.
Jeez, I get a kick out of him. He's a character, that Char. Char is a wonderful guy. He keeps the ball going, Ron. What's this, 121st I want? Yeah, 10-10. I think we got it.
You feel like something like this in the home would be helpful, Mrs. Gorman? You know, I mean, where you seem like a pretty mature woman. You feel something like this would be actually, you know, a more family get-together?
Well, I'm all by myself, so...
I placed this Bible with a woman that had close to 15 Bibles. And know what she said? She received a lot of solace of just looking at the pictures, and she was a woman who had a PhD. I had a cum laude myself, cum no more, from one of the colleges.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was a little different, magna cum laude, but mine was cum no more.
When he was going to school, he was classified as a genius, and so I followed him in school. And when they came to me, everybody used to say, where did you come from, Paul? You know? So, you know, I get kind of an inferiority complex. And, of course, when I got married, that made it worse. But anyway, would you be kind enough to write out your address?
Well, I don't know how many years I had to read the Bible. Maybe
well,
I
let me say this. I told, as one woman said, she said, believe you me, Paul, she said, well, I mean, most of the time they call me Paul. I mean, it's Mr. Brennan, but to me, I don't think a title or Mr. means anything. But what is your first name, Mrs. Gorman?
Chrissia, C-H-R-I-S.
What does it do?
Chrissia.
Chrissia, that's a very unusual
C-H-R-I-S-S-E-A.
Yeah. And that's $5 a month.
Uh-huh.
Could you make that $7.95 and make it even? Mm. All right, dear. Now, I'm putting the $5, I'm going to cut this down to $3 on the service card. You've been very lovely. And I know what it is, and I enjoy talking. Whether you took the Bible or you didn't take it, it's very enjoyable talking.
Thank you.
And this is not...
the Irish plan, he believes. This comes right from the heart.
I had an Irishman for a husband.
You did, dear? Yeah.
My mother was a Protestant denomination. I don't know actually what denomination you are, sir, but she belonged to the High Church of England.
Yeah.
And she was the roughest that you... I said, gee, Mara, I says, you're supposed to be English. I said, you know, generally they're a little more complacent, a little placid, I said. But I said, you've got Spanish blood in you or something. Well, she had a fiery temper. But, I'll tell you one thing is this, I'll never forget. Of course, my father never hit me in his life. He never struck me in his life. And my mother really massacred. I guess I really needed it. And
Always felt I never got enough beatings.
Well, I imagine your mother was pretty strict, too.
No, she was real.
How about your father?
My father.
He hit you, huh?
He knocked his girls. He might hit the boys, but the girls, he just shook them a little bit.
He just shook them, but the boys, he really beat up, yeah.
Grandma
wouldn't let him.
Yeah. Would you mind writing your name and your address right here, sir?
You got me because I don't have my glasses.
That's all right, see? Would you try these? Try these, sir. See how those are. I know. You just use reading glasses, I bet. You have a lovely home here.
Well, it's simple. It's good enough.
No Father Riley and Father Sullivan over there.
Father Sullivan, huh?
Yeah, well, he comes from my neck of the woods, you know.
Oh, really?
Sure. Come from Jamaica Plain.
The little city I'm in, they say they bought it for a pot of beans and a jackknife, Taunton.
Well, you come from Taunton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by golly, let me shake you again. They have the Raynham racetrack down there and all that.
I don't know what the zip code is.
You'll have to have the zip code. You have it on your...
33054.
33054?
Uh-huh.
You can tell who does all the writing around there.
Okay,
then. Now, he's got my signature on, I guess I'll have to buy it.
Yeah. All right, sir. You look like a cash buddy. And God bless you.
He gonna wear that hand out. He should have been a Protestant preacher.
You know what you have? You have a sense of humor, which most people lack.
In my job,
they call you a G-man, huh?
Yeah, in my job, I have to have a sense of humor. If you don't, you'd go nuts.
Yeah. How long you work with the sanitation department?
12 and a half years.
12 and a half years. And as I said before, the important part is have it blessed, because if it's not blessed, you will not get the benefit out of it, you know. Yeah, I can't. Just came over to pick up the down payment.
I don't want it.
Of course, he's already mailed the honor in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and see that? He had appreciated it. I mean, I don't want to sing, but he already mailed the honor. See, I'm the district manager. And so I've already put his honor in on it, see? And I'd appreciate it. You know, it's something that you really love.
Yeah, I know we would.
And, 6 months from now, let me face it, this is good. It won't be a cent rich or poor. And you've got a lovely set because it comes with the full endorsement of the church.
Promised my husband I wouldn't. I told him.
I charged Mr. McDevitt with the order because I have to do it. In other words, the cost of the mailing and the handling and everything plus the bookkeeping, I have to give him a penalty. I don't like to do it, but that's the way the custom
is. How much is the penalty?
Huh? I charge him $7.25. I have no control of that. That's the company.
All right, you call me tonight.
I won't be here, dear. See, I've got to move out into another. I made a special call over here today.
Well, is there any place I can call you around 5 after he comes home?
No, ma'am. I'm going to be in Jacksonville. You'll love the books when they're delivered.
All right, thank you, dear.
These tires, I told you,
you know, what I would do is this, before I even jack
put
that
the
up.
Brake on. But that jack is an awful angle.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm pretty proficient in all departments.
I tell you one thing here, I do find that the people are very, you know, not bad.
No, they're very, very receptive.
I
got
like
excellent
lush. You know what I mean?
I mean, I did, I had one guy wouldn't even come to the door, but you can expect one of them wherever you work.
They treat you with a lot of courtesy and a lot of respect.
Well, it's a lot better than that Galvin Boulevard in Boston.
You're not going to knock Boston, are you? That's your home.
Well, I like Boston still. I'm homesick, too. Believe you me, I'll tell you truthfully, I'm very homesick.
Homesick?
Naturally, I've been away quite a while, Kenny. What did I mean?
4 days?
4 days? I've been along, let me see, is it 4 days? It's long. Let's see, when do we leave? Seems like 4 weeks.
But I made enough calls to know this territory's good.
Hi, Jim. How'd you do?
Hi, Charles.
I want to know how the rabbit done.
Not too bad. I got a couple.
Yeah?
Ray did good himself. I got a couple.
Yeah. Woman single.
I call on one woman. She's a Mickey, you know. And so I give it a go, romance anyway. And I came up, oh, I worked it up. I had to work. I was trying to develop a COD on it, you know. And go for it, so. And then getting that 50-80 out of, you know.
That's nice, though.
Yeah. I wish I had 10 of them a day, believe you me. I tell you this way, I think...
You leave 10 a week? I'd be happy.
I had a flat tire to begin with. You know, I don't give me excuses, but...
I'm glad you clarified it. It sounds like it. How about tomorrow?
Well, I'd like to get a very early start and see if I can bang out a good day, you know, right. Really push it out. Hit about 4 quads and I'll be all set.
All right. We'll see.
Good morning. Mr. Burnham from the church. Mrs. Gloria Fuller, how are you today? You're either interested or not interested, you know what I mean?
I'm very sorry, but my sister just called and she's waiting for me right now. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Could you see where this would be helpful to you, Mrs.?
No, it's really for her. I mean, yeah. You can afford it.
Oh, dear, this, you're going to be amazed when I tell you. No, you see, like anything else, to afford something like this, as I say, it's not like buying a new car, you know? I get it. I place this in home as it's been 18 and 19. So you know where Gloucester is, Mass., the fisherman at sea? Place with one woman with 18 children. And believe you me, as I say, it wasn't easy. But in this life, if you have a desire for anything, you'll get it. Isn't that true?
Sometimes.
Where there's a will, there's a way. That's what Charlie Gipper says, you know. You probably heard of him. Notre Dame, the Gipper?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, sometimes you can.
Well, let me put it this way. There are a lot of folks in this world that spend thousands of dollars on material things. But what I mean is this. Do you love it?
Eh?
Do you love it?
See, I have one here. It's not as good as this one. It's a bad
one. No, that's all right. You but, know. I mean, do you think you'd appreciate that, Mrs. Corson?
I appreciate what you see that I don't see you
so
well
now
because
you're
I can
the breadwinner,
it.
Right? You think
but I never heard the...
Yeah, well, then, I mean, as I said before, I could ask you one thing is this. Do you think the dollar a day would really hurt you? I wouldn't want to place it if you couldn't afford it.
It sure would.
You can buy that now.
You can't afford
just
that dollar.
Here, I know.
Huh? Can't afford
just,
that
you
dollar.
You need some work in the house and down
yeah,
up to here.
Yeah. Well, we're all up to here. I'm over here.
Well, I don't care.
I mean?
Live, but I don't believe.
You can wait on it,
I don't believe in getting something that you know.
Well, the only thing I can say...
I'm sorry that you make the trip and everything.
No,
but
dear.
I
really
didn't know what it was all about.
That's
you
all
told
right.
me my
it's
name and I gave it to you.
You.
Like
yeah.
my business.
Huh?
Like my business. I sell vacuum cleaner. But
oh, you do? You sell vacuum cleaners? You scoop them up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Go on.
We scoop them up, too. Well, you're a salesman, you know. You know, I had a vacuum salesman kind of my wife, you know. But he threw all the dirt over the floor, and then he walked out, and he didn't scoop it up, you know?
Maybe need a new bag.
I don't know. But, I guess that's the thing in everything. If you don't scoop it up, you don't win, huh?
And you need a new bag, probably.
Yeah. And with that, I will say 400 do, but because I haven't, and a lot more cost to make. Hi, Mrs. O'Connor. Mr. Burnham from the church.
Yeah.
How are you today? This is on a display we had at the church. Only take a minute. Could I ask you this question? And I know what you're going to say. What part of the set do you like the best? Which part of this complete library do you like the best?
Which do I like the best?
Yeah. Which would you consider, which would you say is the basic part of the library, or what's something which would appeal to you, or which you'd derive the most out of?
I personally think the Bible.
That's right. That's what most people say.
Mm.
Yeah. And of course,
but I have one that I wouldn't part with for years, for nothing.
Yeah,
I've had it for years and years that belonged to my mother-in-law, and I don't know where she got it from.
I have the old family. Yeah. I bet it's over 200 years old, I think.
Oh, I'd say close to 100 anyway.
Oh, no, by no means ever part with a Bible. I have one myself.
In fact, my husband said his mother read to him every single day out of that Bible.
Yeah, well, they
I
say...
I think that's something...
sentimental value attached to it. Well, I could see where you would choose the Bible, and I'll tell you the reason why. The Bible, that's why the Bible is the best seller in the world.
Mm. Well, actually, I can't see buying another Bible when I already have one.
Even though it's 200 years old. Well, you're probably tight now, is that correct?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. So as they say, it's the only thing that I know that you secure in a lifetime that doesn't depreciate. A car after 3 years is worth nothing. A Bible like that will build something that will really build up a heritage in the home.
It's a beautiful book.
Isn't it beautiful? I know you love it. Honest to goodness, Mrs. O'Connor, I've been in the Bible business now. The reason I'm in it, I know that I'm placing something at home that people will never be dissatisfied. The longer they have it, the more they will enjoy it. It's like a good wine. With age, it improves. And don't worry, they don't repossess the Bible if 1 month you don't mail in the payment. Mail in payment the following month, that's all.
Maureen, you've been on that phone long enough.
And if you didn't like it, Mrs. O'Connor, I wouldn't spend the time, but most of the people that I do place are with the Irish people, because they're the very devout Catholics, you know that.
Oh, I'm not Irish.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Are you not Irish descent?
No.
What descent are you, dear?
Polish.
Polish? Well, the Polish are good people.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of good Polish people. They're very devout Catholics, too. It doesn't make any difference, but the Irish I happen to place an awful lot with, because I'm of Irish, you know, heritage myself. But I, as I said before, don't think I, in Worcester, I had quite all the Polish section there. Believe you me, we placed more Bibles than you could shake a stick at. Well, everything in this life is a sacrifice.
Oh, that's for sure.
Right? How about 6 months from now?
Who knows what 6 months is going to bring?
Well, nobody knows what the next day is going to come. You know,
that's why I don't want to take the chance and commit myself.
Well, it wouldn't be too much of a chance. It involves $49.95 for the Bible, Mrs. O'Connor. And that's not much. You know what I mean? A carton of cigarettes a week costs you $3. Does Dad have a birthday coming up?
I'm sorry, not at this particular time.
Do you want to reserve it for any later day?
Because I don't know what's going to...
Well, nobody knows.
The only thing we're sure of is death and taxes.
Right. No, I don't think I better commit myself. I honestly can't see my way clear to it right now.
How about in 3, 6, 9, or 12 months, you still couldn't see your way clear?
Oh, I don't think I better take it at this time.
Well, I don't think there's any more I can add to it, Mrs. O'Connor. I imagine you make a lot of decisions this life. I know my wife.
Oh, does. Yes. You have to.
You have to.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. But, like anything else, I think this would be a wise decision. But that's your, you know. Decision.
Circumstances were different, I'd say yes. I wouldn't hesitate, because it is a beautiful piece of art.
Actually, is it the dollar a week that's going up? I mean, I don't understand. Really, honest to God, I've been selling Bibles for 10 years. I don't understand a dollar a week.
No, it doesn't sound like much, but there's other things that I've got to take care of first before I can start putting out another $4 or $5 a week.
A month?
A month, rather. No, there's two others. Too many other ones. Mm. I've got to pay up first.
Okay, then.
I'll bid you find the door, Mr. O'Connor. Thanks again.
Thank you for your time.
That's all right. That's my job. Hi, Mrs. Cameron. Mr. Burnham from the church. How are you today?
Yes,
this is my associate,
Mr. Cameron. Yes, I'm not interested, really. I don't have the time, and I don't have any money, so it's really no point.
Yeah, I was just wondering why you left your name, you know, Mrs. Cameron. Thank you. Get the time and no money, why don't you give me a name?
After 4 years of trying to find her.
The alley's still off Wednesday.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By Wednesday, you might as well throw him in the river somewhere.
This is worse than knowing.
Hey, Paul, come back here. If I don't see you. Relax.
End of the tirade.
I hope you don't.
No, well, I mean,
relax.
He's got to be changed around. I'm not working anymore afternoons.
Period.
I'm working the way I want to work and when the way I want to go out.
Relax.
Because this thing is, I might as well be shooting myself in the sun. This is absolutely no good to you.
Good luck, Paul.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck.
Send the files and get the pension. What do you think this is there? How about a Mickey? Like a Mickey? Mickey lead? Mrs. Lynch? She probably told me to send the files and get the pension. Oh, this guy here, I like him.
It's one Bible and a CPE, Catholic People's Encyclopedia. Which plan would be the best for you?
Well, I have to get it for 6 a month.
And this is where you put your name right here.
That's where I sign my... John Henry.
We got a new record here the other day on a lot of these Beatles songs. It's got some of a tape. This, the tape gives a better, far rounder.
Go to.
It'll give it to. We have two offices, one in Chicago, one in
in Charlotte, North Carolina. He'll give you the envelopes. Which one's the center?
Okay.
Be right there.
Okay.
At Elfra Springs, 2097 Wilton Drive.
Well, that's that. Enjoyed the visit.
Oh, I know you'll enjoy the Bible. And, gee, I'm sorry to hold you up in here.
I'm going to make my heathen husband read it.
Well, I got to go to work at 12 o'clock, so...
Oh. I'll let him take it to work at night so he can read it.
Sure.
Good night,
now.
While he's doing nothing. Good night.
Doing nothing. My Thank goodness sake, what do you think I do at night?
Oh, you're riding around in that car in a chilly night like this?
Thanks again, though. Hello, Paul. What happened? Did you get a haircut?
Huh?
Did you get a haircut?
I got a sharp one.
You look like a Schweinhund.
I got a thin one.
What happened to your stomach?
Brakes went today.
Said
that.
Mm-hmm.
Locked.
How'd the metal go?
God, I went through those. There's no trouble finding any of the places. How many pictures I made all day?
One.
Dealing for the week. I got a couple I made. They got Collins up there. I might be able to knock off a Quilmer there, but no action. I can't get any action out there. I can't see any deals here. Every time I get in the house, all I hear is, the brush off at the door and, real rough. These Mickeys were rough. Really rough. Did you find, you found that probably similar to yourself.
I find here, and if you analyze it, you don't have that many Catholics here. You don't have that many Catholics. One church, you cover a hell of a wide area, and there's not that, and God damn it, as they say, I don't know how many times you have to go back on it to get these people in. Boy, I went through 8 leads like as if right through a tin horn tonight. Bing-a-da-bing-a-da-bing-a-da-bing-a-da-bing.
I've analyzed it myself, and I think there are areas. The rich areas are tough. They're rough. But believe it or me, if you get in there, and you get the point, you have no trouble with that money. And you can shoot a quid, and it doesn't break, because what the hell, they can shoot the money out there. They got money to work with. But I'm not thinking negatively, but even if I get... For the week, say I get 10 or 11 sales. I wouldn't be happy with it either.
It's poking you, Paul. You're in a bad frame of mind. You're having a rough couple of weeks.
It could be something croaking me. These people are croaking me.
Paul, you're fighting them. They can spot it a mile off. You got a week or two of good production under your belt, you'll be okay.
The CPE, poor kids. Hit it with a buck a week. Too much money. Ridiculous. No husband. I don't know what the hell husband. I can't see it here. We place it in the home for as little as $49.95 complete. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Well, this will all be changed pretty soon, won't it?
No. Are you with the Knights, are you? Holy Name?
No.
No, he's not Catholic.
I'm not Catholic.
But, I mean, he follows me right along and all that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what I appreciate, honest to gosh, when we go into a home when it's a mixed marriage, we find this in many cases, the husband is much more enthused oftentimes than we even as cradle Catholics.
I wish we were selling children's encyclopedia instead of this.
Yeah, let me put it this way. None of your children would ever get a sunburn, or they'd never get a cold unless they were exposed to a draft. They'd never get a sunburn unless they were exposed to the sun. The mere fact that they're exposed to it, they're going to receive so many benefits from it. They have to, you know. Because if it never does them any good, it'll never do them any harm.
It's kind of a fancy Bible for a child, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mr.?
Yes.
For them, I mean, now they're kind of young.
You're saying that they'll be exposed to this.
Right.
Uh-huh. In what manner? Looking at it or...
May I interject to say one thing? The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Is that right? The woman behind every great man is a good woman. Now, she spends, according to the Reader's Digest, about 85% with the children. Now, whatever she is and what she imparts to them is how those children are going to grow up. And this is the age when they need it. Because if your house doesn't have a foundation, you've got no kind of a house. Does that make sense?
There we are.
And we have that in white and red, and we give it in any color that you might like. And that's another thing, too. The Bible is the heritage of life. And so when you come right down, I know the price is something that doesn't enter in at all. It's the utility of it. And believe you me, I think you both have to agree that you have the utility there. Is that true or isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have to say.
It's the way anything is designed as to what effect we get from it.
I just feel sorry with all your work and demonstration.
I was running a little stale anyway, and I had to... This is why I'm taking Mr. Brennan out
tonight.
But
I really...
To see if I can sort of spark him up a little.
Practice.
Well, he's
really
got the way down.
He used to
write, if I recall, at one time, Paul, in your prime, you were writing 12 a week. Right? He dropped the way down to 3. He says, what's the matter, Mr. McDevitt? And I said, well, Paul, I think you're a little negative. You're negative, and I think this is what you need, a little spark. And I think somebody should take you out and spark you up and show you how the people will acquire this. I'm not doing this to embarrass you, Paul, believe me.
Well, sometimes it isn't a spark. You need an explosion.
With that, I think we'll say good ado. Thank you very much. Okay,
thank you very much, Al.
Join the force and get a pension. No serving boss.
Maybe she works for the telephone. Get it out of stocks. They're hard working people. Hard working. Tommy's been working in the police fast now. The boy, he retires, he gets a pension. He's all set for life.
$2. What are you doing? Slow down. Come on. Get back, buddy.